We just love that piece. That was The Waltz from Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, played by the Montreal Symphony Orchestra. Before that, we heard music by Percy Grainger, Blithe Bells, a free ramble on a theme by Bach, and it was played by the Bournemouth Sinfonietta with Kenneth Montgomery conducting. It is 9:31. You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean. Maria Dyke is the president and CEO of St. Joseph's Health Center Foundation for the St. Joseph's Health Center. Just said that, didn't I? Maria joins us this morning to talk about the Promise campaign. Good morning, Maria.
Morning.
So tell me, commuters who come into the city from the west will know St. Joe's as that large brown brick hospital on the Queensway. Tell us a bit about St. Joe's.
Well, you know, as you said, I think St. Joe's is a beloved landmark. Everybody coming in and out of the city sees it every day.
Sure.
And what people don't always see is all the care that takes place at St. Joe's.
That's right.
And in St.
Yes.
Joe's, we look after Toronto's West End. There's about 500,000 people that live in the West End. So it makes us population the size of Newfoundland and Labrador.
Incredible.
Or bigger than Hamilton. And there's 7 hospitals in Hamilton. But in Toronto's West End, people look to St. Joe's. So we're
yes.
a really busy place providing a lot of care. And we're here today because we're also looking to improve that care moving forward. So we're raising funds by connecting with people in the community.
And this is just an aside, but I'm curious. Do you have a big maternity ward there at St.
Yeah,
Joe's?
We have there are about 3,200 babies born
wow.
every year. So very busy maternity floor.
Mm-hmm.
It's in one of our newer facilities. It's 3 years old. It was voted one of the best places to have a baby in the city of Toronto.
Terrific.
So fantastic. Spaces and fantastic care, and we're trying to extend that throughout some of
yes.
the older parts of the health center.
And this is what the Promise campaign is about, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. You know, people don't always know that, while we spend a lot of money on our health system and it's, you know, we have great care, the government doesn't always pay for renovations and doesn't pay for equipment. So if we
sure.
want to improve our facilities, if we want to buy up-to-date equipment, we really need to ask our community for their help.
Sure. You said that St. Joe's is a community hospital. What does that mean exactly?
Well, you know, most people, they say that 80% of all care is delivered locally. So for most people in their lives, all the care they'll ever receive is from their local community hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So for people in the West End, you know, that's St. Joe's. That means it's the place where most people are born, where
yes.
they get a lifetime of care,
sure.
and where they turn near the end of their lives for end-of-life care.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really important places. We deliver more care locally than anywhere else in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's wonderful to be able to then connect that with the community. And people
yes.
are really supporting us in a wonderful way in order to make sure that we can continue to provide that kind of care.
That's wonderful. It's such a great idea, isn't it, to involve the community. It's essential.
I mean, Toronto's West End is a fabulous place.
Yes,
And, you know, it's got some of the best facilities, best parks, best access to the lake, and some of the best health care. And
yes.
so when you connect all that together and you mobilize the people in your neighborhood, it makes a huge, huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Now, so you're running a fundraising campaign, and it's called the Promise Campaign. And why is it called the Promise Campaign? To whom did you make a promise?
So we talk about the St. Joe's promise
yes.
in general, the promise that we've made to look after our community, to be there for our community when they need us, and to help our community be the healthiest it can be.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Promise Campaign is about sharing that promise and asking our community to also, you know, commit with us to ensuring that care can continue in the same way moving forward.
Is St. Joe's one of the oldest hospitals in the city?
We're one of the oldest.
Yes.
You know, we've been around since 1921. So a really important and long-standing healthcare facility.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to continue that care for another 100 years.
Yes, of course.
And these, opportunities like this to reach out and talk to people about the need for support really help make that happen.
Yes, well, we're so glad you're here to be able to do that. I mean, it's such an essential, not just service, it's an essential place for emergencies and all kinds of things.
Yeah, we have one of the busiest emergency departments in the whole province.
I'm not surprised.
We see over 100,000 people in our emergency department. I always say it's, you know, we most trusted place to go for emergency care.
Mm-hmm.
But our facility was built to accommodate about 65,000 visits a year. So the fact that we're over 100,000 means that we're a little tight and
yes.
we need to expand the facility. We have a lot of innovative care that happens in our emergency because we're also one of the fastest places to go for care in the whole province.
Right.
So in order to be able to support that innovation and make that better, we need to be able to renovate and improve our facilities.
Hence this fundraising campaign.
That's right.
It was launched, the Promise fundraising campaign was launched in 2015. And what has been achieved so far?
Well, you know, we have many new facilities that we've already opened up. One of them is the CIBC Just for Kids Clinic. So we have a pediatric walk-in clinic in the hospital that is staffed by our pediatricians. It's open 363 days of the year from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And it's the place you can go. You know, kids tend to get sick at the most inconvenient times, right?
Sure.
In the evening, on the weekend. And you have a place there where you can go where you can get immediate care from pediatricians, even if you don't need emergency care. And so for people in our community, this is a much-loved facility, and we've been able to double the number of treatment rooms that we offer so we can speed up care. We can reduce the amount of time it takes for people to wait to receive that care. Mm-hmm. And that's all possible because people in our community have stepped forward to help us.
It's terrific. And we should also mention that Marilyn Lightstone is featured in the out-of-home transit shelter campaign.
It's true.
Is that a similar thing?
So Marilyn, it's interesting. So Marilyn called me up. So Marilyn, you know, she's obviously a host, and she's an actor, and she's also a really talented artist.
Yes.
And she was at our eye clinic. And she called me up. She said, you know, Maria, it's great care, but, you know, the facility could use a little cheering up. And so so she and Moses have stepped forward. They've helped us raise money to improve our patient spaces.
That's terrific.
And she's made a donation of over 100 of her works of art, which you can see at St. Joe's, and more will be up in the coming years. So they've made a huge, they are neighbors, and they have stepped forward to help us make the care better moving forward.
Right. Hence community involvement, right? Well, thank you very much for coming in, Maria.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
And I want to wish you all the best with this. We've been speaking with Maria Dyke about, she is the president and CEO at St. Joe's Health Center Foundation. And she's joined us this morning to talk about the Promise campaign. Make your gift today to support Promise, the $70 million campaign, by going online at supportstjoes.ca. Thank you, Maria.